This is BBC Radio 4 on Friday, the 4th of April. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Corrie Caulfield.
First on BBC Radio 4, Gardeners' Question Time, and Eric Robson is in the gardens of an iconic London landmark.
When we rolled up to Alexandra Palace a week ago to do a programme from the Edible Garden Show, we suddenly realised that it was a case of garden broadcasting come full circle. I'm on the sloping lawns in front of Ali Pally, in the shadow of the great BBC mast that's such a landmark in this part of North London. I'm standing on the very spot where in 1936 was laid out the first television garden in the world. The man who planned it was, in a way, the forerunner of the Gardeners' Question Time panel, a bluff old cove called Cecil Henry Middleton, known simply as Mr. Middleton to his millions of listeners on the home service.
Well, how do you like this for a bit of spring weather? Well, now, the danger of a sudden spell of nice warm sunshine is that you might get it into your head that the summer's come.
Great voice that fronted the Ministry of Food's Dig for Victory campaign during the Second World War, and a great talent for solid gardening advice for our modern gardening broadcasters to live up to. Already on stage, Bunny Guinness, Chris Beardshaw and Bob Flowerdew, your Gardener's Question Time panel. Who's got our first question, please? Yes, there's a young lady here.
My name's Emily Knott and I'm nine. I'm from Tisenhair Primary School. We grow wheat at school and then we harvest it, grind it into flour, then make bread. Can you suggest any other grains that we could grow in our school garden?
Right, some of the grains that they can be growing at school. What would you do, Bob?
Well, sweet corn. Sweet corn's a grain. You don't have to grind it. You can grind it. It'll make a coarse corn flour, which can be made into all sorts of things. Or you can just dry the cobs and then use them. You soak them overnight and use them in stews and casseroles, but they will grind. I think sweet corn's the one. And did you know you can make your own popcorn? You can grow it, and it's very pretty because the plant, instead of being the normal sweet corn, sort of yellowish green, they actually have beautiful purple tassels coming out of them. I see people nodding behind you. They obviously grow it. It is very, very pretty. And then you've got the kernels, you dry them, and you pop them.
Chris?
Well, I would deviate a little bit from the cereals, and if what you're after is flour in order to make some sort of bread out of it, then think about a trip to northern Spain and perhaps Portugal, that sort of region, because one of the flowers that they really favour is dahlia flower. So you can grow your dahlia plants as tubers, as you would normally. You get the attractive flowers from them, and at the end of the season, instead of trying to overwinter them, lift the tubers and then allow them to air dry. When they're sufficiently air dry, you can then grind them down into a flour, and you can use that flour to make all sorts of breads. There are all sorts of dahlia recipes from that part of the Mediterranean, which we've long forgotten about. We consider the plant entirely as an ornamental now, but it was originally considered as a cultivating plant.
And if you're going to do something as exotic as that, just imagine how one-up you'll be on all the other schools in the area. Yeah.
And if you go into the flour realm, then sweet chestnut. They make a flour out of sweet chestnuts. And modern breeding, there's a sweet chestnut with just, you know, I don't know if you've opened a sweet chestnut, but sometimes they have lots of little bits in them, and other ones just have one. And the more modern ones just have one, and they ripen very nicely in our climate. And I love sweet chestnuts. I've never made them into flour, I have to say. But also linseed, if you call that a grain, sort of. But beautiful blue flowers. They grow them in fields near us, and you just see a sea of bright blue when they're in flower. And linseed is really full of omega-3s and all those healthy things that people keep banging on about. Rye and oats. I mean, oats, I think, are really lovely plants. And you can dry them, and they look lovely, just dried, if you didn't eat them. But I must say, porridge oats are my favourite cereal. Every morning I have them, without fail.
Enjoy doing it, and have great fun making your bread at the end of it.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question. And that's it for this visit to the splendid Ali Pally. And it's goodbye and good gardening from me.
Gardeners' Question Time was produced by Howard Shannon. The assistant producer was Darby Doris. It's a Something Else production for BBC Radio 4.